Canada Day is July 1st, and this year the country is celebrating its 150th anniversary of Confederation. On Saturday, Quebec culture specialist and foreign language consultant David Graham will lead a discussion in Plattsburgh on Canadian history. He says he will look at the country's history from Quebec's perspective, because that province is an essential part of Canada's history.
Beginning in the 1600s, until the 1960s. There were important events that happened in that part of Canada, now known as Quebec, that in fact were determining events in Canadian history. The establishment of Canada in 1666, really by Louis XIV, and sending the Carignan Salier Regiment to protect les filles du roi, helped to establish the French civilization in North America. And then in 1759, the battle between the French and the English on the Plains of Abraham meant that the French control of Canada existed no longer. And so there were two Canadas. There was Upper Canada and there was Lower Canada. And that lasted for about 100 years until 1867, when Confederation took place, and that's what's being celebrated this weekend. And when we say Canada, it's important to distinguish between Canada and Quebec, because, in fact, they're not the same.
How does Quebec's sovereignty play into Canada's 150th anniversary?
The ardent Quebecois separatist supporters, they all celebrated last Saturday. That's when they had their Saint-Jean-Baptiste celebration. Right now, I don't think there is as much antagonism between French and English Canadians as there has been in the past, in part because the same party is controlling both the province and the federal.
Canada Day is July 1st,
right?
But Canada is celebrating its 150th basically all year.
Yeah.
So for those of us, say, in New York, we can head north and go to Montreal, which is in Quebec, or we can head west and go to Toronto, Ontario. Will there be significantly different celebrations?
The celebrations of all kinds are all over the place. The other thing, even in the Saint-Jean-Baptiste celebrations, there is a significant honoring of the native peoples of Quebec in all of the festivals. There was a singer that performed in Montreal Saturday night who did a whole song in Inuit. Because Canada is so multi-ethnic, there'll be different celebrations by different people, different ways. Whether it's Canada or Quebec, if it's a holiday, there's going to be a concert. And the concert is going to be both in French and in English. And they're going to try to represent as much as they can of the Canadian diversity, from Prince Edward Island all the way out to British Columbia. I wish that more of the general residents of the area knew more about it, because I find it's really interesting that too often our history courses in the United States stop at the border and don't go to the other side, to our best training partners, Quebec and Canada.
David Graham's presentation, The Role of Quebec in Canadian History, is part of the City of Plattsburgh's Canada 150 celebration. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.